Blog Talk Radio. morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tadline. Father God, we come before you this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And we give you all the honor. We bind Satan, according to 1 John 3:8. We command his works to be destroyed in the name of Jesus this morning. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to share a word with you from the Lord. It's amazing, just amazing. Yesterday, in the healing home, we were praying, I think we were praying. And God dropped one word. I'll tell you, he's just awesome. He dropped one word, and when he dropped it, he said, circumspectly. So I immediately grabbed, I didn't have my glasses, so I asked somebody that was there to look the word up for me. And I said, okay, that I was going to look it up myself, too, to see what God was saying when I got back across the street. Well, it is so much stuff going on around here right now. You just wouldn't believe. So I didn't get a chance to look it up. I remember that when we looked up, it said, when we looked up the synonyms, it said, you know, the scripture that says, walk circumspectly before God. Well, that's the only part that I thought about. So I let it go. Oh, boy. I let it go and went on about what was happening yesterday. And a lot happened yesterday, believe me. A lot happens around here every day. Because every day is the opportunity to teach life lessons. Life lessons. So I'm trying to work on the website to update it, but I knew something was wrong with that website. It just didn't look the way I wanted it to look. It didn't, and I know that that was God. Because when you're doing something for God, you don't get peace until it's exactly the way he wants it. So I thought, what's happening is I'm getting so many hits, so many people going to that website. And going through those podcasts that are up there, that I needed more bandwidth because it was causing my site to crash. I mean, it was too many hits for the type of website that I had, which I didn't have the big one. I just had the medium-sized one. So I had to upgrade the website. And when I upgraded the website, the Google thing said, we can't put this site up. And they didn't. They only put, when I put my little armor man, my whole armor of God armor man up there, that was the only thing you were getting if you went to the deadline. So, brothers and sisters, I had to update our whole website according to Google keywords. But it wasn't Google doing it. It was God. It was God wanting me to have his understanding of where I was at now. Remember, I tell you that you grow in God, and just because you're someplace today doesn't mean, and really you don't want to be in the same place today you were yesterday with God. So I had to spend a whole day working on that doggone website in the name of Jesus. But to God be the glory. I'm still not through, because the changes I made to update it, to bring it into now today, requires me to put those new pages up there. So I should be through with that today. Why am I talking about this? You're not on here to do this. Yeah, you are. I mean, you're not on here to hear this, but you are. Let me tell you why. As I was redoing my website, God brought me into a clear focus of where I'm at now. And remember, on this blog talk here, you see headline. Remember, I just did that. Remember, I did the headline was supposed to be just an outreach. It was always in my mind. That's what it always was for. So I told you God dropped that word circumspectly. By the time I finished, or halfway finished, with the website and having to redo it, I was tired. And I didn't look it up, which is something I rarely do. I mean, I'm pretty good about that. So this morning at 4:30, I'm hoping everybody can hear me. It's very hard for you to text me while I'm on the blog talk. So God said, when I got up to pray this morning, he said, circumspectly, Erica. In other words, God said, I'm going to talk to you through that word. So I said, okay, let me get over here. And yeah, I looked it up. It's in Ephesians chapter 5. It is. I got a message for you this morning. Fresh. From Ephesians 5. Circumspectly, the synonyms for circumspectly are cautiously, watchfully, vigilantly, and warily. So I thought, okay. Let's see where you're going with this, Scott. So, I had the TV on in the background, just the news, looking at all this crazy stuff with the presidential elections. I'm just kind of listening in the background. So then I went to Ephesians 5. And I looked it over because I wanted to find the word in there. I had quoted it, found it. But then God said, it's in Ephesians 5:15. Ephesians 5:15 says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I said, okay, God, I know you're about to break something down to me. Do I have time to do it this morning before the 10 round? God ain't said nothing. Meaning, are you crazy? If I give you something, of course you got time. Why are you even asking me something dumb like that? I don't know. But anyway, if you have your Bibles, I got a word for you this morning. And it all started with this word right here, circumspectly, from God, a rhema. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. I'm doing something here. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15 again. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, what you got to do, you got to study this, and you got to see what's in it for you. But here's the message that God gave me. He said, Erica, you and every born-again believer is assured of the final victory on the day of the Lord when I send my son to receive his own. He said, but Erica, victory can be yours between now and then. The main thing, never forget who you are in me. Tell the people, never forget who they are in me if they believe me. Now I'm going to get into the thing when it began to flow. Holy Spirit said, this is the time to be bold and brave. Holy Spirit said that God is encouraging us to advance and that we are to advance with boldness. Like Joshua, we're commanded to be strong and very courageous. I looked that up, Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mightest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God wants you and I moving in power, taking this kingdom for himself, because Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The cry has gone forth from heaven. No hesitation. We must rise up, walk in dominion power, and we are to lay hold of the promises of God. Holy Spirit said, this is not a time to be weak and wavering, but this is a time to be bold and brave. Holy Spirit says, whatever the Lord has called you to do, he will not leave you alone to do it in our own strength. Holy Spirit said, he has already empowered you and I. Go! God's Holy Spirit has already gone before us. Brothers and sisters, it is supernaturally with us at the same time here right now, just as the Bible says, and showed the children of Israel in Exodus 13. It says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. God manifested himself before the Israelites in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. God is telling me, tell you, listen with your whole heart to what he's telling you, to your spirit. Take courage. God has promised us the victory. In Deuteronomy, Holy Spirit says, the Bible says, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. God, the Lord Jesus, by the power of himself, has called you to be the head and not the tail. Your victory, my victory, is and has been already guaranteed to us because of his power, greater in us than the world's power. Then the Holy Spirit said, You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Looked it up, 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God didn't say this right here. This is what I said. I said, we are in the end time harvest, when both the seeds of good and evil seem to be coming to full fruition. The Holy Spirit said, so what? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And then the Holy Spirit just kept saying, you are of God, little children. Kept drumming that. And then I went to Matthew 11:12. God is calling us to arise and take a strong stand against the works of darkness. Holy Spirit said, you were created for victory, Erica. Now is the time to shake yourself and declare what is found in Micah 3:8. Micah 3:8. When I went there and looked, it says, the part the Holy Spirit gave me, Rhema, it says, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. We are to possess the land, which is a victory that is going to be accomplished by individuals as well as by the corporate body of Christ. You see, God is calling you and I to become people of demonstrated power of himself. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. It's time for the world to see, this is what the Holy Spirit said, a true demonstration of the power of God's Holy Spirit. The cry has come up before the throne of God. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down. Joshua 64:1. Psalm 90:16-17. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, brothers and sisters, establish the work of our hands. Advancement in the kingdom of God is being made manifest right now through you going higher in Christ Jesus. Look, when the Holy Spirit said that, I say, how? He said, it is coming through your hunger and desperation, but your hunger and desperation can not only be to see, it has to be to become. It has to be to become. It has to be to become the works of the Lord. I want to tell you something this morning that the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you, it is okay. It's all right for you to long to see. It's okay. It's all right for you to desire and want the Lord Jesus. Establish the work of your hands, his work in this world through you, because you are of God, little children. Brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit said, not the plans and the purposes of men. The Holy Spirit want me to assure you of something. It is God through Jesus, by the power of his Holy Spirit, that has put that longing within you, causing you to have a longing, a deep desire to want to see, but his desire is not only for you to see. His desire is for you to become and be the mighty act of God upon this earth. Spirit of truth is calling you not to be super spiritual, but to come into the presence of the Lord so that the way can be made clear to you. You can advance in Christ Jesus. You see, God has extended that open invitation for all who will come up here. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. God has extended an open invitation for you to enter the door that is standing open in heaven so you can see and hear. And more clearly, become. Why? Because you are of God, little children, and advancing ever deeper in the anointing is your natural birthright. And so longing for what you have been born again into is just making manifest and bringing forth the divine, the godly call of God upon your life. It is coming forth, brothers and sisters, out of your spirit, manifesting through your soul and bringing about a change in you. If you will let it happen within all of you, within your physical body, healing. Within your soul, cleansing and restoration. Within your spirit, a complete regeneration, reconnection, connection with God your Father. Why? Because you are of God, little children. God! God used one word spoken at the healing home by the Holy Spirit circumspectly. He brought it home. He drove it home in my spirit. And then the Apostle Paul finished it off. Paul instructed us not to walk circumspectly. To walk circumspectly. Remember? Remember when I first came on? He wants us to walk cautiously, vigilantly, watchfully. What? He wants you to watch you. He wants you to watch you. Because you are of God, little children. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You not observing what God is doing within you. You're not only supposed to see it. You are to become a manifestation of it. Brothers and sisters. It is God through Jesus by the power of his Holy Spirit that has put that longing within you. You're only looking at half of the glass. He had to put the longing in you for you to see it, to desire it. You've seen it. You desire it. Now he wants you to become it. He's making you. He's making you. Why? Because you are of God, little children. God wants you and me to walk with a clear goal and a clear aim of fulfilling God's divine purpose. This is not a time for us to wander around the mountain of doubt and unbelief. No. This is the time to lay hold of the promises of God, to take him at his word, to stand firm in your faith. The Holy Spirit said, this will be the season when my people begin to believe what they know. This will be the season when my word will move from the head to the heart to the hands. You're in a season to become a doer. You won't be content simply to be a hearer anymore. God has destined us to walk in victory. God has destined us to be overcomers, not to be overcome. Holy Spirit said, remember Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you can prosper because you are of God, little children. You're standing right now on the verge of the greatest move of God in the history of mankind. But the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you something. Personally, it's already started within your life. You got to be in expectation of swift and radical change. But you got to be sure-footed. You don't have the time to go around the mountain of doubt and unbelief any longer. You must enter into the promises of God now, today, this day. No matter how confused and confounded, sick and in pain you've been in the past, you can now personally begin to cease from your wilderness wanderings and begin to walk in your purpose, seeking first the kingdom of God, his purpose, and the Apostle Paul prayed that we would walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. Your highest goal has to become to advance the kingdom of King Jesus in his kingdom, this kingdom of God. You're going to add to your prayer. You got to add to your prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's going to be a swift bringing together between your walk, your calling, and heaven's will. Holy Spirit say, just as Jesus said, I only do that which I see my Father doing. You too must have a clear focus. no higher approval can be given to you than hearing our Father say about you, well done, good and faithful servant. You were, past tense, faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Matthew 25:21. It is imperative that you maintain a deep walk in the Word of God. And it is absolutely necessary that you accept that God is maintaining an active, alive, and living work within you today. A work that will bring about the freedom that you need, possess, to draw from the river of God. Bringing you into the manifest fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't forget, brothers and sisters, you must approach him with clean hands and a pure heart. Psalm 24:3-4. You must approach him seeking to increase in the Lord Jesus Christ, yielding your will to God's will, bringing you deeper to his will, beholding him with an unveiled face, that you will be and are being changed into his likeness. In the days to come, the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you to advance on every front, to walk in his word, abide in his anointing, and his power ever abiding in you to overthrow the gates of hell. God is extending an invitation to you today to come. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his work in man's behalf. God is extending an invitation to you to come and see and come and become his awesome work as you enter into the promises of God now, today, this day. The Holy Spirit of God is encouraging us to advance with boldness. God wants you moving in power, taking the kingdom for him. Micah 3:8. But truly, you are full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, because you are of God. And you stand self-assured on the verge of a move of God that personally has already started within your life. Thank you for joining me on the TED Line this morning. I share with you what God gave me. It's on you now. Didn't even take me long. I'll see you tomorrow on the TED Line. One of the TED Line ministers will be ministering. Possess your possession. Let God advance you. It is he that put the desire in you. It was him all along. It never was you. Who knows? God knows whether you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. God knows.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come on.
Let's try to clap your hands. Come on.